Okay, at this time we're joined by Stanford head coach David Shaw. Coach, good morning.
Morning.
Remember, star one to ask a question for Stanford head coach David Shaw.
The first question is from Craig Morgan, ArizonaSports.com.
Hi, David. Ahead of the Arizona State game, I actually talked to a couple people here with Stanford ties, and they talked about the Stanford approach. And I guess I want to ask you how you would like that to be defined, or how you think it is defined, whether it's on the field for your team or off the field in their conduct.
I would say,
sorry, just throw a big picture question like that out of the gate.
Well, for me, it's everything. And we talk about being a Stanford man and what that means. And we talk about that, honestly, I just mentioned it the other day. I think that's about being thoughtful about everything that you do and being intentional. We have great athletes, but it's never just about athleticism. It's about hard work. It's about humility. It's about doing the right things, about doing the little things. It's about not assuming that you're going to be handed anything, but that you will earn everything that you receive. And but also wanting that. You know, I think some people understand that, but they don't want that. For what we try to say is that we want you to want to earn everything. We want you to work for things, and that's the only way that you'll appreciate anything that you receive, is that you've earned it and you worked for it. And now do that in concert with your best friends, the guys next to you, and learn to push yourself and push each other. And then when we do have success, be grateful. Be grateful to the people around you. Be appreciative of what you did accomplish. Today's day and age, the everything's backwards, which is so many things are backwards, which is about the individual. It's about the self. It's about celebrating me. Look at me. Put me on Instagram. Put me on social media everywhere. I want to be out front, as opposed to saying, let's be out front together. Let's work hard. And when I do accomplish something, recognize the other people. So we try to take the hoopla out of the things that are over hoopla'd, in our opinion, and be a real person and work hard and accomplish things with your teammates.
And you've alluded to it a little bit already, but how does that tangibly translate onto the field?
Well, one of the things that I say probably as much as anything, I talk about celebrating together. You know, when a guy makes a play, you know, the one thing I don't want to see, I don't want to see a guy distance himself from his teammates. I want to see him turn and celebrate with his teammates. You know, I think we've gotten better and better at. And you look back at his past game, and when a guy makes a play, you know, you see guys rallying around him and him turning back towards those guys. You know, we have guys that point to the sky and do something that which I completely appreciate and love. But I love the fact when they turn back and celebrate with their guys. So that to me is a tangible showing outwardly that I appreciate the other people around me as opposed to look at me.
Thank you, David. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Your next question is from Ashley Adamson, Pac-12 Network.
Hey, Coach. Just curious, of all the things that Bryce Love does well, what part of his game do you appreciate the most?
There's so much. And Bryce himself credits Christian with Christian's approach to him, because here's Christian, who's an All-American, a record breaker, et cetera, and worked so hard every single day, and at the same time was the first guy to celebrate Bryce's successes. And that humility combined with hard work is something that not just coaches but teammates appreciate. And Bryce is being every bit of that. He will work hard. He will push himself. He doesn't ever see that, oh, look at me, I'm accomplished, I'm the guy now. You just see him do his job, do what he's supposed to do, and continue to work. And you listen to him talk about the things he wants to get he wants to improve upon. He wants to get better at this. He wants to get better at that. That mentality can be infectious around the team. Whereas, you know, if Bryce is on this unbelievable pace and he's doing the right things, he's still lifting weights just as hard. He's still showing up in the training room, getting his body taken care of. He's still taking notes on a play that he knows has been installed 40 times since he's been at Stanford. He's still taking notes on it. He still wants to be good at it, and he wants to improve on it. That example is just pure leadership.
And I'm glad you bring up Christian. I, you know, obviously Bryce has been rightfully getting some Heisman buzz at this point. after what happened with Christian a couple years ago, and obviously you lived through it with Andrew Luck getting close twice, Toby Gerhart, how do you view the Heisman process? And by that I mean, do you feel like it's on you guys to promote a player, or do you hope that the voters are doing their job and paying attention to the, you know, late night West Coast games?
You can't tell because we're on the phone. I'm laughing right now. there's no short answer to what you just said, because to me, there's no, and call it Heisman criticism, but for me, it's just an observation. Having been through this many times now, there is no process. There's no Heisman process. There's no committee. There's no set of characteristics, a set of accomplishments. There's not. There are voters. So to think that you can influence the voters, and there's really nothing you can do. People go say, well, you know, hey, Toby Gerhart was under promoted. Was Andrew over promoted? Was Christian promoted somewhere between under and over? Who knows? Some guys have won the award in recent years that didn't get promoted at all. So for me, that to me takes a lot of pressure off of us. Takes a lot of pressure off of the individual. It goes down to saying, hey, you know what? This is just like every other award. We don't know who's going to get it. Let's just go out there and play. Play your best. Do the best job you can. And let the chips fall where they may. But also, as you've heard from Andrew and from Toby and from Christian, whether or not you win one award and don't win another one, those things never define you. What defines you is who you are as a person, how hard you work, and the things that you do on game day.
Awesome. Thank you, Coach. I appreciate it.
Welcome.
And again, that is star one for questions. Your next question is from Kirk Craigthorpe, Salt Lake Tribune.
David, maybe all the great backs have this trait, but it seems notably persistent that a defense can hold him in check for a while, and then all of a sudden he busts a run or two or three or four. Does he have an exceptional ability in that regard?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, Bryce will be the first one to tell you, you know, a lot of it also has to do with the guys up front. And, you know, sometimes at the beginning of games, we get something maybe a little bit different. Maybe defense is really jazzed up and there's a lot of movement, et cetera. Give a lot of credit to Mike Blumgren also sometimes to diagnose what a defense is doing and put our guys in position to be successful up front, which allows Bryce to be successful. So all those things, I think, go into play. But specifically to Bryce, it's just one of those days, and I call it like kind of being like a cobra. You know, you kind of stay coiled until it's time to strike. And he's going to go with the ball. He's going to run where the play's blocked to go. He's going to go there. He's going to go there. And he's looking for that crease. And when he's got that crease, he's got the vision. He's got the athletic ability. He's got the mentality. And he's got the juice to finish. So he's just one of those guys who's going to go where the play's supposed to be blocked. But when he has an opportunity for make a big play, he's going to make it.
Thank you.
Okay, that's all we have time for, Coach Shaw. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Okay, it looks like we have Bryce Love on the call now. Bryce, good afternoon. Good morning.
Hello. Yeah, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
We're going to go to questions now. Star one to ask questions, and let's try to move through this quickly as we have some coaches coming up soon.
Okay.
Your first question is from Leo Haggerty at Sports Magazine.
With all the things that are happening with that don't affect football, how is that affecting college football, in your opinion?
I feel like it's affecting everybody. We're all in this together, so to speak, and we all have more of a voice than we believe. So I definitely feel like everybody's having an effect from it.
Thank you.
No problem.
Your next question is from Kirk Craigthorpe, Salt Lake Tribune.
Bryson, the UCLA game, they kind of held you down for a while, then all of a sudden you bust them long runs. Is it ever difficult to kind of be patient that way?
Well, I mean, that's for us, you know, we really focus on trying to keep it as efficient as possible. And, you know, the big thing is just, you know, like you said, staying patient and, you know, trusting the system and, you know, just keep working it and, you know, hope eventually something will open up. If not, you know, big thing that we're coached to do is, you know, just take what the defense gives you. So, you know, I'm big on that.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Ann Peterson, the Associated Press.
Okay. Hey, Bryce, was there any one thing that you learned from Christian McCaffrey that kind of sticks out to you?
You know, it's, you know, for me, you know, with especially a guy like Christian, I mean, it's just so much little things, you know, here and there, you know, just so many different conversations, you know. One, you know, one thing, you know, I always tell people is that it's just a lot of little things, you know, that he did that really, you know, set him apart, you know, how he was in the classroom and, you know, how he was on the field. If anything, you know, I just say that natural competitive drive is, you know, one of the big things that I did take from him, though.
Thank you.
Yep.
And your next question is from Kyle Kinsing, Up on Sports.
Bryce, the role of the running back at Stanford has been such a huge part of the program's success for almost a decade now, where it goes from, you know, Toby to Stephen to Christian and now you excelling. What do you attribute that role, what do you most attribute to the success of running backs, in particular yourself, at Stanford being?
Well, you know, I just say, you know, it's a testament to the whole offensive unit. You know, and even beyond that, you know, the whole team, you know, throughout training camp, you know, we're competing with the defense. Throughout spring ball, we're competing with the defense. You know, in the off season, you know, Coach Turley's grinding with us. You know, it's just, you know, it's just that Stanford standard. You know, especially, you know, we take that to heart in the RB room, you know, especially looking back to, you know, some of the greats as you listed. You know, we just have that legacy behind us. So, you know, we definitely want to strive to, you know, make our own mark, but also, you know, honor and respect the history that we have.
And when you were being recruited, how much did you look at the success of guys like Toby Gerhart and Stephen Taylor when you were making your decision?
You know, a lot. You know, the big thing, you know, before, you know, me and Christian got here, you know, was the kind of thought that, you know, you had to be so-and-so big or, you know, to be able to play the running back position here. And, you know, big thing, you know, just through conversations with Christian, you know, just how we are as people was, you know, just to go out and show that there is nothing like that and, you know, that we can go out and compete the same way.
Thank you.
Okay, that's all we have time for, Bryce. Appreciate you getting on and congratulations on your award this week.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Take care.